With Montana News, I'm Cole Grant. Widespread heavy rain showers are rolling through Montana this evening and expected to intensify this week. That means rivers and streams will soon be on the rise. Edward O'Brien reports.
Steady rain and driving rainstorms will be the predominant weather throughout the Northern Rockies this week. National Weather Service Missoula hydrologist Ray Nicholas.
I mean, it's going to be a general soaker all across the area, so I mean, the good news is we won't have to worry about any brown grass anymore.
Impressive rain totals ranging from a quarter inch up to a half inch were recorded early Monday afternoon in the Clearwater, Bitterroot, and Sapphire Mountains. Shower activity is only going to intensify Tuesday and Wednesday. Those storms, combined with a snowpack that's set to melt anyway, are raising region-wide concerns of minor flooding. Nicholas says the Clark Fork River above Missoula, where a flood watch is now in effect, could exceed its minor flood stage of 7.5 feet by late Tuesday or early Wednesday.
Where that actually ends up is still a little bit in question, but we're looking at a good healthy rise on the Clark Fork River, and that will present some problems in the normal areas that it does with some street flooding down in that Orchard Homes area.
Orchard Homes is a low-lying neighborhood on Missoula's west side prone to frequent spring flooding. Francis Credenser is a meteorologist with the National Weather Service Great Falls. He says a couple of inches of rain this week probably would not lead to significant flooding in north-central Montana. However, if a storm system stalls and dumps 3 to 4 inches of rain,
that could definitely then, you know, put some of our rivers on our side of the divide into flood stage, in addition to the small streams and creeks.
Credenser warns of other impacts to farmers and ranchers, including flooded fields and washed-out dirt roads. Long-range weather forecasting models suggest this active and rainy weather pattern will continue in the Rockies for at least another 10 days. Edward O'Brien, Montana Public Radio.